spring is on the way. There's no doubt about it. Allergy season not far behind. On the KSRO Live Line with us is Dr. Kenneth Kurtz from Kaiser Permanente. Good morning, Dr. Kurtz.
Good morning.
As I continue to watch the weeds getting higher and higher in my backyard, I can only think this is going to be one of the worst allergy seasons in Sonoma County.
I think that we're in for it, yeah. With all the rain that we've had, in particular, in comparison with more recent years, I think that we're in for it.
No, I'm sort of a general allergy type person. I kind of get the runny eyes
and
the nose. But I have never been officially diagnosed. And I wondered, does Benadryl and Sudafed, does that stuff work? Because I've read differing accounts.
Well, it will work. The problem with those two drugs really is more in terms of side effects. The state of the art for treating allergy symptoms in the springtime would be a nose spray, something like Flonase or Nasacort or Rhinocort that all recently went over the counter. The thing to know about them, though, is they don't give immediate relief, that you have to use them regularly or they're not going to help.
Like what's regularly, like 50 times a day or
this year? Gosh, no. Nobody would do that, including me. Just one, there'll be instructions on the label. But in general, if you use one or two squirts in each nostril daily, that'll diminish the symptoms. It usually takes a day or two to kick in and a week or two to have full effect.
Just to push back, so there's no Zyrtec, no Waltine, none of that stuff doesn't work?
Now, that's a great question. Zyrtec, also Claritin, Allegra, and their generic alternatives are great, particularly if you have mild symptoms. They'll kick in an hour or two. They'll last about 24 hours, and you can decide again the next day whether you want to take it or not. They are a step weaker than the nose spray. So if you have regular symptoms during the spring, you're better off using the nose spray daily and then stop it at the end of spring. Now, it's perfectly okay to take one of those antihistamines on top of the nose spray if you're having breakthrough symptoms.
Okay, so you can do both.
Absolutely.
Now, what about the folks who are worse off than we are and the folks who really have serious life-interfering kind of symptoms? What's the procedure once they reach your office?
Well, we do allergy testing, and so we generally do that by skin testing, and that involves putting a little bit of the potential allergen, something like grass pollen, for example, on the skin, and then poking the skin with a little plastic fork. If a person's allergic, they'll have a little lesion on the skin that looks and feels like a mosquito bite in about 15 minutes. If they're not, there'll be nothing there. And we do that to a whole series of different potential things that a person could be allergic to. And from that, we can find out just in detail what a person's allergic to and what they're not. And that gives us a lot of different options therapeutically.
It must be difficult, though. I mean, trying to narrow it down. So going through this procedure, trying to determine exactly what you're allergic to, do you come out of that office with like a big fat rash from all of that testing?
Well, it can cause some red, itchy bumps there. They usually go down within an hour or two. They'll go down even faster if you take something like the Zyrtec that you guys had alluded to before, an antihistamine. And we generally put a steroid cream on the rash before the person leaves. So we try to minimize any of that long-term discomfort that a person would have after they leave our office.
And what are you expecting in terms of traffic in your office this season?
I'm expecting a lot of traffic. All right, the rain has been watering all the different plants, and as you point out, the weeds are getting higher, the trees are doing well, the grass is coming up, and I think that we're in for a worse season than we've seen in the last couple of years.
Yep, I have a feeling you are right. Dr. Kurtz, thanks for being with us. We may well talk to you again before the season is over.
Please call me anytime.
Okay, that's Dr. Kenneth Kurtz from Kaiser talking about allergy season.